It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're looking forward to having another amazing night right here in the program. Tonight we're going to be talking about songwriting. How do I overcome writer's block, or how do you overcome writer's block? Really, I take it personal. Anyway, tonight, before we get started, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again allowing us to come together to communicate effectively about this business of music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is listening to this program, and give us the intuition and the ability to grow into this business and expand our minds as we quest to go into doing so. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Tonight we're talking about songwriting. How do you overcome writer's block? Well, I equate this to, you know, an illness. You're sick. And all of a sudden, you're fogged. You're fogged because your body is not running on a balance like you normally would be. As a songwriter, it is your balance to be able, with the ability to have the right thing to say at the right time to say it. And writing plays a big role in your career, your path, or your desire to write. And when you're blocked and you're fogged and you can't get those thoughts out and to complete the song maybe that you're trying to work on or that you haven't wrote in a while, it's time to explore, start to study. It's hard to get in and find out new information. Take yourself away from the environment and then come back and return to it. That's what they say. I'm only repeating what I heard, because right now I can tell you like this, I'm feeling it and I want some answers. How do one overcome writer's block? Have you ever experienced it?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the creation of something, you know, I think the writer's block comes from fantasy. You know, if you're writing things from a corner of your mind and it's total fantasy, yeah, you're going to get writer's block because of the fact that in relating to it, it's how can you? You know, I mean, you know, it's like a blind thought. You get a thought, you know, hey, I'd like to fly to the moon. Okay, well, that's the beginning, but how you getting there? How's the ride? How's it going to be? And what you going to do when you get there? See, it's a fantasy. But if you write about reality, which if you listen to a lot of music, you'll realize it's based on conversations that you might have had with other people, and they related the what happened or the thought, and you know you put it together in a point of beginning the story, the end, you know. Depending on, you know, if you're speaking on writer's block when it comes to music and what have you, you know, everything is not a story, and music can have lyrics to dance to. You know, sometimes less is better than a lot of just dribble, you know. So I can understand the two sides of it, you know. When you think about, you know, just that big song by Pharrell, Happy, if you really break it down and you listen to it, it repeats itself. You know, so you got to understand, sometimes, you know, it's maybe the one main thought that's all that it needs, you know. But a whole bunch of trying to, you know, show your creativity and what have you, well, you know, that's like, you know, trying to pull a rabbit out of a rabbit hole. You know, he's still going to run and hide, and he might bite you. So the whole point of it is that writer's block, well, I've never experienced that, you know. It's just that, you know, I choose not to do lyrics, but I can talk about experiences in life and emotions and all of that, you know, because I've been there, it happened, and I can go back and relate and write about it. But if I'm just pulling, you know, fantasy out of the sky, I can see writer's block. I can see that because it's fantasy. You know, when you were a kid, you remember playing with toys and what have you and going into a fantasy world, and then the next day you'd wake up and you'd get the same toy and you couldn't get back into that fantasy world that you were playing with it yesterday. You know, it was a moment in time. You know, and it never really has an ending. It just has a beginning. Ooh, that was deep.
I was about to say, man, that was really deep, actually.
But see, that's what happens.
I guess you're right. But my question is, do you think, I mean, is it something that when let's say you experiencing, like, as when we are conversating, this is how I would relate to it. When we're conversating as two people, we have no block in the conversation. We're able to carry the conversation once we have the subject matter. I'm wondering if it's equally the same if you have the title, if you have the title of the song, and which is possibly your subject matter. If you have the title of the song, shouldn't that get you start to on a free flow of the rest of the story if you got a nice title?
No, you know, that's just like movies. They've made movies and changed the title. You know, it's when you start to think of a thought, you have to remember that a change may be to the advantage. Nothing is locked in stone when you're trying to create something, you know, from your experiences of the mind or the title that you might use. You know, I hear what you're saying. There's always a beginning to something, but in that beginning, maybe you have the wrong angle to start at it. Maybe you should have something before that, the suggestive thought, you know, rather than, you know, let's just put it like this. I'll give you a word. The word is why. Now, the next thing is why what? Okay? That's when you can go into why.
Why me?
You know?
Why
huh?
me? Why me?
Well,
why does things happen to me and no one else?
or why not?
I feel like I'm an island by myself.
Okay, why not? You can make it why not? I did a song like that, and you know the question was proposed by a young child. You know, why was there slavery? Why is there injustice? You see, so there's a whole bunch of things that you can create from just one word. And, you know, would I title it why? No. It might fit a better, have more meaning with a different title. But I might start it out and say, okay, I'll call this why, but that's too many whys. Okay? I mean, you see what I'm saying? In other words, something can be redundant, you know? So you have to give, the title as that you find at the end of the run to make it that, you know. It take a lot of instrumental pieces that, you know, musicians create. And some of the names they put on that. You know, like this Herbie Hancock, he had a song called Headhunter. Well, okay, I don't know where he got it from. They didn't sing it in a lyric in the song, but that was the title of the song. So you see, different pictures, they change. You know, it's just like the camera. You take one picture, and then you take another picture, and you go, oh, that's the way it looks. Do you remember? Let's title this one. And that's what happens. After the picture and everything's put together, then the title is actually formulated. Not really before. It can be a footnote so you know what's coming, you know, what's under that. But, you know, be able to adapt. Be able to make your creation grow. Just don't get stuck in one pattern and think that's the way it should go because, hey, guess what? You grow every day. So could it. You know, I mean, when you say writer's block, you mentioned about reading and talking to people and what have you and just opening your eyes and seeing what you see. You see, that in itself can give you the creativity. But if you just pull the stuff out of the fantasy world, it's going to be hard to complete something like that because, one, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where that fantasy is going to wind up. And, hey,
well, I got to say
more music
though,
sells that people can relate to rather than fantasy.
Well, I want to say this on that note. Remember Monkey Devil?
Yeah.
My song, Monkey Devil. Now, when
yeah.
I wrote it down, I'm not a writer that usually writes stuff physically down. I have to literally... It blocks my path of free flowing, of free writing, when I literally write stuff down as I'm creating. Now, Monkey Jungle, when I wrote it, I wrote the whole thing by hand. But when I went back, and that was like my rough draft. But when I went back to really think about it, which was in a sense it was fantasy because Monkey Jungle, I didn't know what to do with it, but then all of a sudden the creative juices start flowing, and then I realized what I wanted it to mean, and then by the time I wrote the song, it was a whole different song from the original script.
Yeah.
Totally different. I'm talking about even the concepts, everything was different. It was probably one part in the original script that I kept. And that's why is it Could a Kingdom Stand If It Stands Divided? I can't figure it out. I've never been able to connect the dots. That was from the original.
Okay.
But
now I got to say this to you. You know I got that file. Excuse me. It was 6 minutes long.
6 minutes. Oh, well, I brought up. It turned out not being a song for me though.
Right. No. But see, it's more of a.
It's a catch 22 between a rock and a hard place.
Right. I can't say it's poetry. I can say that it is. More of a display of talent within
It's dialogue.
Okay, good. Thank you for saving me on that
one. Dialogue. Yeah, because I turned it into a speech, actually. Hey, hold on, let's bring in this caller. 832-258. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, Pusa Lee, man. I might have had him done in you for 6 minutes.
This is Pusa Lee.
Grab the children, hide them. Pootsie, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. What's going on?
Man, Pootsie, we missed you, man.
Hey, we also got John Lowe on deck. I know he ain't hiding, but we got John Long there, too. I'm going to invite him, too. But go ahead, Pooch and Lee, talk to us.
You're talking about writer's block, right, and how we overcome it?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this. I got to cap a little bit. I have not ever had writer's block. And I'm going to tell you why. I think with me, it's more I understand what I want to write. So it's all about making sense of it more than actually just trying to figure out the rhyme from what I want to say. But if I ever ran into a writer's block, I probably would kick back and kind of visualize, because my whole art of writing is painting the picture. I think it depends on what type of artist you are and which direction you want to go with your song. I think people who want to just, like, flow when they're writing their music, they just trying to think of the hardest punchline to say. So when they come up with some of their best punchlines when they're in the moment, they got to keep out-topping the last punchline that they came up with. And I think that's a way to get writer's block until you perfect how you structure your song. To overcome it, I think it's just a training yourself how to write your music, more so than trying to understand how to put the pieces together as you go through with it. You know, it's the same way you would do a freestyle. You know, if you're not a freestyler, when you freestyle, you're going to come to a point where we don't use the term writer's block. We use the term you fell off. And that's because you have some artists, when they begin to freestyle, they don't know how long they can go. They don't know how long they want to go. They just know to put some words together, make it rhyme, make all the sense they can out of the top of their head until they run out of ideas. It's the same way writing a song. You know, when I freestyle, I master freestyle in 16s only. I'm going to fall off on purpose after 16 bars. I mean, you ain't getting no more out of me. I'm passing the mic. Come back to me later. I got 16 more for you. And that's pretty much how I get down. So even with writing music, it's the same technique. It's just training yourself how to write your own music, you know, what steps you take. My number one step is to visualize. You know, I fantasize what I want to talk about. I even fantasize me on stage rapping a song sometimes. And what I believe I would say, I put on pen and pad. You know, but before I even begin to write, I know exactly what I'm going to say. It's just making sense, making it all make sense. And that's kind of my take on writer's block.
Wow. I mean, I got it partial, but that was pretty good, that Pooch and Lee. I got it partial because my phone fell off during the conversation. But, man, I like the fact that you, you know, like how you say you visualize before you speak. And then sometimes you fantasize, and once you get it down on paper, boom, you know,
yeah,
that
gives
you a good time.
Let me add a footnote. Vocabulary plays a big role in writing music. A lot of people don't have a lot of vocabulary, so they get to a point where they can't think of another word or what word to use. That's not writer's block. That's lack of vocabulary. So vocabulary is the number one key when it comes down to writing music, because, man, I'll be so impressed with some of the stuff I come up with, but it's all vocabulary. It don't take throwing skills to come up with that. It's just knowing the proper words, the proper nouns, synonyms, antonyms. All that plays a big role if you're a true songwriter. That's just my footnote to that.
My daddy, old school. I'm feeling you, brother. We got Rondon. I'm saying we got John Lowe on deck. John Lowe, what's your feedback based on what you heard Pooch Lee said?
Well, he made a lot of good points, and you know, but for me, myself, you know, write a block sometimes. I think it's always a deal with your imagination and your experience in life. For me, sometimes I get write a block, you know, like I say, sometimes you get too focused in life and you freeze in life because you got so much stuff in your head that's cluttered. And you can't, you know, put it all together. It's just like a puzzle. You got to start putting it together to formulate what you need to, you know, to put your meaning out there in whatever you're writing or into your lyrics of a song or whatever you do. But like I say, me personally, it always deals with experience in life and your imagination. You got to be able to create, to have a creative mindset about life. And you got to use every aspect of life to write. Well, one thing that he did, you know, he made a lot of good points about writing blocks and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to just be to free yourself up and just be able to do what you do and everything. But, you know, like I say, some people get writer block, and some people, you know, can, you know, their imagination is real good, so they just continue to write, flow, and stuff like that. And one thing that some guys go in the studio, they can freestyle, but they can't write nothing down. They can't. You know, like I said, they can't memorize what they say because they just freestyle. And I think that's one big writer block for a lot of people that write music, because the majority of them do not write anything down. They just freestyle. And then once they get to that, you know, their mind just got so much stuff in their mind, they don't know how to bring it out. And that's what causes the writer block for some people.
Let me jump in here. This is Raw Dog. I'm kind of on Pootsie Lee's side. But I'm going to tell you why. What he said, and you have to really kind of the trip off of what he gave you, is he's a performer also. So, that's like a comedian. A comedian, you know, some people can write jokes and not perform them with the correct timing. And the way that the delivery, so that the people can, you know, pick up on it and enjoy it, and he can make them laugh. Pootsie Lee he reminds me of gigs on stage as a musician. You know, we could ride the music out all night long. You know, because that's what we do, and he does. You know, so when he said that he formulates and he gets up there and he can give you 16 bars, that means that as a performer, he can also write. Now, see, that makes him extraordinary. I got to give it to him. That makes him extraordinary because he can do the two things. But now here's the catch. If you ever watched the Little Richard movie, Little Richard could write songs and lyrics, but he needed a ghostwriter. He had a delivery of his music in his own way, and they gave the first song to a female who rewrote it and put it together for him in a way for the public to embrace the song. See, now, I don't know if Pootsie Lee can put the music together behind it, you know, but then I'm sure that he can also correct and put it in a way that it's going to be a marriage with the music. See, you can think of lyrics, but then you have to think of what you're putting them on. And when he said 16, you know, you start to thinking in the music composition side and the formula to the lyrics and the music. So, you know, I'm on his side on the point one that, you know, the writer's block at that point in time, no. You got to be able to come out with the lyrics, you know. Then it's working with whatever music you've got to make those lyrics work, you know. And I can understand what he's saying, and he's light on his feet, so he can adapt. There's the next point, you know. When you know, I've ran into problems with people that have wrote things that they can't adapt. They'll tell you things like, I wrote it, and that's the way I want it, and it doesn't sound right to me. How do you know? You're inside the box. You're taking control, and you don't even know how the public is going to get it.
Yeah. That
in itself.
And that is one of the – go ahead. That is one of the things you write about that. That is one of the things because I do a lot of features with people, and the one thing that I run into with people is they be in the beat studio, they got the beat playing, they trying to figure out what they want to do. I'll be there by 9 o'clock. I go in there, I hear the beat, it takes me, I swear for the Lord, 20 minutes. Sometimes I don't even touch a pen, touch a pen pad. I go in there, I hear the beat. If I don't get the beat in my head, then ain't no point in thinking no lyrics. I ain't thinking of not one lyric shot to the beat is synced in my head. Once that beat is synced in my head, this is just my formula. I step out of the room. I say, cut the beat off. I don't want to hear the beat no more. When I write the lyrics to that beat, I'm writing to the melody that's in my head. When I come back and I say, okay, hit play, I pray to God when he hit play that no melody is different from what I memorized. Once I hear the beat, I marinate. My voice becomes an instrument. That perfects my delivery. So exactly. That's why I say the writing part to me is the simplest thing to do. It's actually going in there trying to marinate to that beat. In other words, I'll tell one of my biggest secrets. I love blues. I love Johnny Taylor. I love Sam Cooke. I hear how they sing. They didn't emphasize on hitting all them big notes on a lot of their songs. They was more player. They knew how to make their voice sound like an instrument. That's one of the things I carry with me when I rap. When I rap on any song, I try to make my – I can't sing at all, but I know I can rap sing. That means I can go into the booth and I can take any beat you put on. It's not one beat I rejected in my whole life of rapping. I can take any beat you put on, and I can rap sing to that beat. The lyrics, in order to do that, you got to have lyrics. If you focus on lyrics too hard, you spend 3-4 hours on writing lyrics. When you get in the booth, you're reading, and I don't read when I rap. I do not read. I memorize because it's a melody. Everything with me is melody. I learn the melody. I write to the melody. My voice become an instrument, and when I go in there, I rap sing everything that I've written without no pen and pad so I can keep the melody in my mind.
I got to say something, Pootsie Lee. We need a bell here. You gave away a golden nugget because you gave a concept of most successful artists are doing more than just saying the words. You said rap sing. And yep. You're right. Ring the damn bell, Poetic. He gave a golden nugget.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's something I've been trying to get over to them for the longest. I've asked them, what key is best for your voice? You see what I'm saying? You just gave, man, send Pootsie Lee some money. Y'all out here listening. He gave you something you can grow on.
That's
so,
very important.
When you see him, hand him something.
And I'm going to tell your artists, I'm very, very hard on rap artists. You know, you have some that are naturally gifted like Eminem. I love him to death. But I think 50 Cent was one of the kind of artists that reminded me of how I do music. Because as hard as the image he portrayed, and I'm not saying he's not hard, what I am saying is he had no problem going in there singing songs like Window Shopper, talking all the gutter talk, but kind of putting it in the melody to where it didn't matter what he said. You just, when that song came on and you heard him rap, you like, what in the world? But it was so, his voice became an instrument, you know? So whatever he said, whether it made sense or not, it made the song, just the melody. It's just being lyrical sometimes when you get used to the melody, when you get, being lyrical just kind of, you know, it's more icing on the cake. But that's really the whole key. You know, guys try to get in the booth. They try to sound the hardest. They try to just rap it and make sure what they wanted to say is said. And then somebody come tell them, hey, man, you got to go back and re-attack that. They don't want to do it. Nah, man, that's good, man. I mean, I went off because what they believe, what they said, relevant to the world. And I said this before on the show. I said when you're an artist, you got to be able to go and relate to the people. Not try to make the people relate to you. When you get in that studio and you spit your lyrics, you need to relate to the people. You know, you need to go out there
Pootsie, tell them why you want the people to relate. Tell them
why you want to relate to the people. when you want, that's how you solicit to your fans, for one. You want to be able to.
It's about the paper.
Yeah, you want. Yeah, but
well, it is like fan chemistry. It's chemistry that you're creating among
the
fans.
No, man,
friends,
it's about
fans.
The paper. They pay for what you're going to do. It ain't about fan chemistry.
Right,
you feel the
same.
I got a scenario.
Like I said a scenario the other day out here, and everybody laughed at me. I said, when you're a rapper, from the standpoint you take in the rap game to your fans is the same standpoint you take as a pastor to your congregation. It's the same exact standpoint. But if I was a pastor and all I did was talk about me on the pulpit, if I just talked about me, my congregation going to be just a bunch of nosy people ready to criticize me.
Exactly.
That's it.
And I say this, if it's all about the paper,
they're going to
criticize you, too.
Well, no. You took that to the extreme.
I don't know no other way you putting it. You got to tell me.
No. Listen to me.
All right.
Now, okay. When he said that he writes so that the people can relate to what his lyrics are about, they then will embrace the song as such as all the great songs in history that have made money. They will then buy that song, but if they can't see or feel or understand where he's trying to paint that picture, ain't nobody buying no money for that. They're not spending nothing. They may not even come see him. If he stood there and started talking alien, and how big a crowd is he going to draw if they can't understand or even, you know, here he's talking for an hour and not one word is rhythmic, not one word is he rap singing it. And when he does, it's like, hey, I don't understand. And it's not formulating with the music. Poetic, you're not going to get paid. He understands where the money comes from in the music industry. You know, that's like, well, okay, let's send somebody out with 2 tin cups. They used to have those in the good old days. Have them tap it together and see what they can collect. It's a form of rhythmic music. Now, is there money in it? No. He's trying to show them the way to what the reasoning behind this is that as a career, as an entertainer, to realize that you're getting over to the people, you must get paid. You must get paid. It's a give. He's entertaining the people. He's supposed to get paid for that. And as he gets paid for that, he appreciates and can give more to the people. It becomes fun.
That's called a just reward for your work.
Yeah, well, okay, see, I let you put the ending on that. Light the candle. Poetic, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I would say this. I do want to say this. Let's take us a quick break, guys. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Please upload your music. We want to connect with you. www.hiphopnational.com. We got your boy Pusa Lee on deck with our John Lowe, my boy Rawdog, and myself, Poetic. And we right now we're getting it in. We're talking about songwriting. How do you overcome writer's block? And, man, I'm telling you, it's been a great show so far. You got to stay tuned. I'm telling you, keep it locked right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about songwriting. How do you overcome writer's block? But before we get back into it, again, I'd like to tell you, please go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. Keep it flowing. Keep the lyrics flowing. Keep the music flowing. Overcome that writer's block and upload your music today. That's how we want to do it. Let's get down. Let's get it back in. Hey, John Lowe, I'm going to come to you, man. I know you've been listening to what Raw Dog has been saying, and I know you listen to the argument side of Pusey Lee. Now I have to get your thoughts, man, creative juices and getting them flowing. What do you do as you do write, right, John? I make sure I perfectly understand.
Yeah, I definitely write. Yeah, I write.
Okay. How do you get yourself in the mode to write? Do you use any of those tips that Pusey Lee said, or do you have a different angle? Give me your thoughts.
Well, I use some of them. I mean, the thing with me, I try to find something to grab people's attention. You know, that's one thing that he said. You know, if you're gonna talk about something, it's got to make a point. Everything you write about, you need to make a point with what you're writing about. So the thing, what I do. And sometimes I look back over a lot of things. I know a lot of rappers. I doesn't rap now, but I know a lot of rappers. One thing they do is this right here. They want to get in the studio and just like, you know, Pusha Lee said that, you know, they want to try to get in there and go hard and do their thing to impress their friends and stuff like that. And they really do not speak what's in their heart. I mean, they just doing that because that's one of the some of their homeboys they would like to impress them with. And that's the normal thing for rappers to do. But to be able to unleash your creativity, you got to be able to use all things in life to be able to make a point about anything. If you're talking about a door or whatever, or your mother or your father, you got to be able to use something that everybody can relate to, that something that happened in their life, and they can put it together and get a good understanding of what you're talking about, because everybody goes through the same thing in some shape or form in life. And like I say, the things that I do is one thing I do I try to think about some things. I like to feed off other songs. Like that song that Jasmine, I Bust Your Window Out in Your Car. What is that song? The one with
Bust Your Window Out in Your Car. Okay.
That Tyler Perry movie about Temptation.
I know what song you're talking about. I can't think of the title, but I definitely know.
Yeah, I'm in love with
song you're talking about.
I fade off that, and I'll write something back towards her to comment what she said to let her know. I wrote a song dealing with to respond to something she said and to represent the guy's point of view about something. Because she did that guy real wrong. She in love with another guy. You know, he's a good guy, but, hey, just doesn't do it for him. So I wrote a song to feed back what she said. And that also creativity to let people know that, you know, your mind got to be always functioning and rolling in life about things. Because, you know, that was a good song she made, but no man came out to represent something that she said to represent the men's feelings, to relay a man's feeling about that situation. So that's the type of stuff that I try to do to get beyond that writer block. You got to feed off other people and, you know, to get yourself back going.
That's
a good way to...
That's an interesting... Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. I was going to come to you anyway, unfortunately. What's your thoughts,
Dan?
Yeah, go ahead,
sir. Because I do that a whole lot. And what I also do, my biggest learning experience, like I always tell people, is I feed off blues. When I hear how them guys can pull their heart out, it don't sound like it's feminine. It don't sound like it's weak. You know, it's just really being a man. It's clear how they do it. Johnny Taylor, my favorite. A lot of his songs, like Stop Dogging Me Around, I take songs like that and I say, how can I write a song with this, to carry this same impact? It don't sound like I'm just going to be hurt for one man. You know, just kind of put it out there to where when a woman and a man hear it, they have the same impression. You know, because that's what you get when you hear them old blues songs. And the song he's talking about, I also did a rebuttal to that song that I busted with us out in your car. I liked the song for what it was, but my rebuttal was 10 times worse. You know, because, like I said, I pulled that. Why would you want to do something that dumb when I've been good to you?
Who was the artist?
That was my... Jasmine Sullivan or something like that?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, so I did the rebuttal to that. But I think a lot of people don't really face writer's block, honestly, until they challenge with a topic they can't relate to. I think that's when people really experience writer's block. If somebody come to you and say, hey, man, you need to do a song like this. And if that artist is not, you know, universal, he can't really just relate to that kind of concept, and he try, that's when you develop the writer's block syndrome. But I think as long as people are in their comfort zone, they can talk about their stuff all day long. You know, they ain't got to talk, they ain't got to really think. They just talk about what they want to talk about. You know, same thing with freestyling. If you freestyling, it comes to a point that if you don't know what to say, you can just make something rhyme. And it's acceptable because it's known as a freestyle. When you feed that to the world, you know, that's what the music industry becomes. But when it comes down to that real artist, if you took them same artists and said, let's do a song like this, no freestyling, and somebody was able to judge their lyrical content, you know, a lot of these guys wouldn't make it. And in order for them to make it, they'll have so much writer's block trying to make the song, so they'll never get an album done. So, I mean, I think that's the whole foundation of writer's block. I think it's just when artists or guys who say they're writers are actually challenged. Poetic got my album. You see, I had all kind of songs. You know, I didn't care what to write about. One song was Rodeo. Daddy Old School was a song that wasn't even my real life. But I was able to go in there, get in that role, visualize the lifestyle because I was knowledgeable of that lifestyle, and I was able to come through with the song. A lot of artists can't do that. They just can't do it. It would take them weeks. You know, I heard guys say, man, ain't nothing wrong with taking a week to write a verse. Yes, it is. There's something very wrong if it takes you a week to write a verse. 16 bars? You ain't even got to go do no push-ups to think. You ain't got to do nothing. Thinking is free. You just got to be able to know how to. You just got to be able to know how to use your thoughts and your education. You know, it's simple to come up with lyrics if you are a real writer. I'm only talking to the real writers, not these guys that freestyle and just think that's the best they can do. Some guys are gifted with it. But like I say, they train theyself. They train theyself for emergency situations to go and be able to come up with a verse, you know, that seems like it's written. They train. So that's not really a freestyler. That's a trained rapper. You know, he know his lyrical content. He know where his will of knowledge come from. He know his source of vocabulary. He's not trying to figure out nothing. He's just putting it all together. You know, that's a trained musician. You know, and that's just what it is. You know, but it's my advice, because I got to go in a few minutes. But my final statement on writer's block is simply know what you want to write. Don't try to figure out nothing through the process. Know what you want to write. And when you know what you want to write, make sense of it.
I'm going to take this as hospital care, because I'm going to tell you like this. In reality, your boy has been through a writer's block. I mean, I write blogs. I write all kinds of stuff. But my songwriting has suffered since I went to flip to the business side of things, and that is the real truth.
Well, I don't think there's nothing wrong.
I'm going back and I'm looking at, you know, I'm listening to this show for therapy. Because honestly, I think y'all made some valid points. You laugh, but it's real.
Okay. I'm going to listen from this point on, because I'm at a meeting right now. I ain't going to hang up. I'm going to listen out of respect. And y'all, you know, kill the show, man. Kill it.
All right.
Y'all, get y'all points to talk, and I'm going to listen. I'm going to mute myself out.
Yeah, but he gave some golden nuggets there, you know, and I can appreciate that because of the fact that, you know, he's been in it, and it's part of his passion, and he has developed into the artist and the writer. I mean, you know, I know he's wrote some bad lines, but guess what? That's part of growing, you know. And yeah, you know, I've looked for good things coming from him. I mean, you know, when he said musician, and I think about all the years you have to practice before you can even get to the stage. I saw that him growing up and having that dream and putting in that time and sacrificing so that he can be as good as he can be, and he hasn't stopped practicing and learning, you know. I wish him wind under his wings, you know, because I hope he flies just as high as he wants to go, you know. But see, you poetic, see, now when we start talking about writer's block and what have you, you have to look at it and ask yourself, were you willing to sacrifice all the time that was necessary to become something in this industry as a writer and a rapper? You know, you have to ask yourself that question, because you see, just like a musician, you can't be in this industry at a high standard if you haven't kept up with rehearsing and practicing your instrument. You see?
You got a valid point there, Rondo. You really do.
Because it's behind the scenes of that people don't understand that you got to keep going on that.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you like this. Me personally, as an artist, I enjoyed writing. I never, and this is the truth, I'm listening to what Pussy Lee said, I'm listening to what John Lowe said, and listen to what you said. And for me, I can say this, for me, if anything, I always thought God just gave me the words. I can honestly tell you, I can literally tell you that I never knew what it came from. I never knew the process in writing. I just wrote. And I knew, I just wrote to it. I felt like it was finished. But I never really had a technique in itself in which I went into the booth writing. It was just like I would have a concept in mind. The concept comes to mind. If it hits me well, I consumed it. And then I never wrote it down. I just wrote all day, all day, all day. Or I wrote until the song was finished. And then I said, oh, it's complete. It was, to me, it was like putting a masterpiece together every time I wrote. Like putting a puzzle together, making it all fit. But I got to be honest with
you.
I didn't know where I drew it from.
But I got a question for you.
What's that?
How much poetry have you read?
Read?
Yeah. Other people. Poetry.
Hmm. Never really read other people's poetry, though. Not much. I got
now, see, there's
I read,
why you
I
have
read,
writer's
read
block.
Songs. I read songs.
But no. That's why you have writer's block.
Okay.
Because don't think that the words that are being said that as lyrics and what have you haven't been said before. We didn't say the whole thought of how what someone else wrote, but there are certain words that are very meaningful in a thought painting a picture with the lyrics and music. So if you read more poetry, you know, and what have you, and get deep into the different thoughts that people are trying to convey in their poetry and the construction. Because remember, this stuff is a formula. This stuff is, it's not hard. You just make it hard because you think, poof, I can create and I don't need to know how the formula works. Then it'll make it easier for you in writing. You see, you know, it's like once they give you the key to the door, you can then go in anytime you get ready, and it might be the simplest of thoughts. But then there's something that you can relate to it because you, in your mind, it stood out like a hook in a song. You might not remember all the lyrics, but you remember the hook. People are not going to listen to every word you say. There are only specific words that they're that's going to capture their brain, and it's going to either be something they can relate to or not. And like I said the other day on the other show, Papa was a Rolling Stone. You know, wherever he laid his hat was his home. Okay, I don't know the rest. Okay, I know the hook, Happy. Do we really know every verse in that song? I only know I'm happy, and that's as far as it got me. I couldn't really get into the song. It was too simplistic, you know? But that doesn't mean that other people couldn't. They could relate. So when you start thinking about being a writer and what have you, reading more on those, when I said poetry, most poets paint pictures. That's what they do. Read more.
Well, I can tell you like this. As you know, the other day, you heard me playing piano. And I've been, you know, I'm a Google freak. So I go around and I'll Google everything I want to know. And lately I've been Googling chords and hitting and with the chords, humming to the chords so I can get out of that block, get to start playing with the creativity of the juices that's in my head and in my fingers and putting it all together because God gave me these tools to work with. So I said, well, I use it and I start, you know, trying to finger the chords more effectively as far as timing is concerned, as far as you know, my tempo, the harmonies and of the chords, and you know, just playing around with them, trying to get myself out of that mold, because typically, you know, life brings about certain stresses, as we all can probably relate to, unless I think maybe I'm in this boat by myself. Yeah, I would say that. And sometimes it the overload and the overweight, just like John was saying, you know, we get caught up doing a lot of things. Sometimes I personally think it also has an effect on your creative juices. Like I was saying in the earlier part of the show, your health. If you're, don't get me wrong, if somebody stomp on your toe, the rest of your body feel it. So yeah, let's say if your emotions, are you going through a certain emotion or you're going through a certain crisis in life, does it also have the same effect on probably your creative mind? That's just a question. I want to pose.
Well, if somebody hits you upside the head with a baseball bat, you're going to have a headache. You can't think. All you want to do is get past the headache. So I understand what you're saying, but, you know, here's something that you did, that I've been trying to tell you. You have a program that all you have to do is take those chords and put them into your program and then trigger those chords in a more timely fashion. If you went over to the music tab page.
They're quantizing, correct?
No, wait a minute. You see, you're trying to move too fast. See,
the
if you go
words,
to the tab page where they have
okay.
the chords for different songs, and you take those chords and you write them down, and then you play the chord and then put it into your program, and you set your program at the speed rate that you want with a drum beat, and you trigger those chords, you'll find out you'll be able to play the song that had the tabs posted. Now, see, that, a lot of people don't realize that when we talk about electronics and putting together, if you're not that musician that can play the keyboard in the speed and the timing to make that song correct, all you got to do is sample them chords, put it in by just pushing one key for each chord, and you can play them in the rhythmic pattern of the song. Start out with something very simple so you get the understanding and build up your skills, and you can trigger chords and you can play anybody's music. Remember I told you about a program since George Duke, God bless him, passed away, he left to the world, was the George Duke program of him playing and chords in the George Duke fashion on his different instruments. You can upload
them. I
really
don't remember you saying that, Raw Dog.
Huh?
I don't recall you saying it. Maybe, you know, sometimes I'm so caught up into the show, I just didn't catch it. So, honestly,
it was when Keith was on and I mentioned about George Duke because that, you know, that's part of Big Fish. And so, you know, the thing about it is that you can buy George Duke and you as samples, and you can have him playing, and you know that way it's the point of, you know, being
okay, wait,
able.
So you're saying George Duke is on Big Fish Audio?
There he
is
has samples on there, and then there is a George Duke program, which is a
George
virtual
Duke.
Synthesized instrument that you can purchase, that you can play. Okay, wait a minute. Listen to this. Now, that's a program that you just heard.
Did you just play something on? Because nobody else heard it but you.
Oh, well, never mind. But there are, you know what, let me say this.
I heard you. I just wanted to mess with you.
Yeah, well, okay. When you want to stop, you can stop.
What would my life be like if I didn't mess with you, brother?
No comment.
you're
not going to throw me
under
the bus.
I saw you on
comment.
The board, brother. If you could, give us a call back. I was coming to you. I wanted to hear your voice, talk with you soon. Anyway.
Oh. Butter dropped off?
She dropped off, dude.
Oh, baby girl. Well, okay. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you like this. I mention electronics to you all the time. Do you realize, Poetic, that you can do a vocal line of a thought that you have and save it? You don't have to put it in music. Just save it.
As a vocal line of a thought that you may have.
Right.
Talking about in the program?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do that
on your phone. That's what I do a lot on my phone.
If you're going to put it in music, you would just want to do it through the microphone and save it without any music behind it and what have you. You know, you're the one that talks about this melody and what have you, but when you save a song, sing, rap it, like Pootsie Lee said. See, he gave an important, really golden, that I hope a lot of the artists listen to. Because when I think about those that have made it, their voices are like instruments. He used that word. He said his voice is an instrument. You know, so understand this, and, you know, as an entertainer, you talk to someone that is a performer also. Whereas John may not choose to perform, but he likes writing lyrics. You like to write lyrics, not necessarily to perform them. So, okay.
Yeah.
There, you guys
I'm going to tell you the truth, Rodo. I used to love to perform. It just that.
Yeah, but see,
after,
that was back,
you know,
in the day.
After working 25 years working at night and then going up in age, I just didn't see myself doing that no more when I seen the kids went up, and I just seen that they needed some guidance. So I said, let's put a program together, make it work so they can learn what they can need to about
right.
this business, why I learned. Why
well, see,
I
that, see, I'm on the other end. I'm producing these young folks. And so, you know, I understand. You know, you still can stay relevant in the music industry. Age, you know, hip-hop is the only one that I see that, you know, as artists, they've got this age thing, but Snoop Dogg is hanging in there. Okay? They're starting to carry on because of the fact that they're changing, they're adapting, they're showing that their style is original. They have not been replaced and cannot be replaced. Tupac has not been replaced. Notorious B.I.G. has not been replaced. I think P. Diddy thought maybe he could come up like, you know, Notorious, but guess what? He'd rather be doing what he's doing rather than in the spotlight. You know, that album, Something Paris, I remember he had a show and they were trying to put together the band and all of that. Never heard nothing from any of that. So, you know, when you start to think about it and what have you, I love the electronics. I tell you, you guys that write, John, and you, Poetic, get a machine. Get something that you can capture all of that. And,
can I say this? Say this? This, oh, I'm sorry to cut you off, but, you know, I apologize. Anyway, this thing right here called, Native Instruments Introduces George Duke's Soul Treasures? Is it Soul Treasures?
Yeah.
That's,
and it comes
with
what they
about?
Call a contact player, and it is a virtual synthesized instrument. I think it's $100. But,
really?
See, now, guess what? That's for the guy that's
producing.
Yeah,
that's a contact player.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I'm looking at the elements of it, what you're saying, the description of it, the contact player.
Yeah, but see, now here's where the issues are. The issues are this. Okay, you're talking about a program but you're going to have a host program, because what are you going to, that program is only going to give you the samples and not a way to put together your own composition, your own production, you know. And so, you know, that's only part of the thought, you know, but you can, there's other ways to capture it. I'm not going to tell people how to be illegal. I'm not going to tell you how to save money. I'm going to let you pay for it and find out you need more stuff, you know, because, it's about investing, you know. It's about equipment, you know. What happened to a tape player, you know? Can you buy the tape anymore? That's one way of saving your thoughts and writer's block. See, you have to invest in the equipment so that your thoughts are not lost.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
We got these phones, man. These cell phones, all of them got recorders on them. And one thing I will do, because you said about recording, I would cut my phone on, cut a beat on and freestyle, or say if my mind is on a song I want to write, I try to say what I got in my mind that's reveling at the time. Because sometimes when you write songs, you might not be in the mood to write the song. You might have the thoughts, but you ain't just got that energy. Something is going on in your life at the time. So you can't just give your full, you can't invest your full time and energy and thoughts into this song. But the thoughts might go through your head. Those godly lyrics that Poetic was talking about earlier, it just comes mm-hmm. through your mind, but you just can't get the energy to put it together to make sense. But the lyrics is there. Then when you get the time, you say, man, what was I saying to myself earlier? I said a flow earlier that was tight, and you stress trying to remember that. So take your phone, hit record, say what you're going to say, come back to it when you've got the time to make it make sense. And when I say make it make sense, that means complete the song, you know, get the song done.
Poochie Lee, can you tell I don't have a cell phone? That was that. Ring the bell again, damn Poetic, because, hey, that, you know what?
Me. I can tell you like this. I can tell you like this. Poochie Lee is Dr. Mr. Fix-It songwriter.
No, but you know what? He gave you the solution to keeping a thought.
Bro.
But no, gave you a solution to keep a thought. So
yeah.
That, hey, guess what? You just didn't you didn't go back and say, what was it I was thinking of? You see, at that time, you know, he said, hey, the cell phone. You know what? I don't have a cell phone. God bless Poochie Lee. He come running through like Calvary. Hey, I got much love for you. This is Raw Dog. Hey, thank you, because Poetic needs to do that.
But I
you
that's
got cell phone.
I do use that, what you're talking about.
You got cell phones, you got notepads. I even send a text to somebody who's going to even rap. And they'll say, whoop, they'll text back, huh? I was like, they said, I just need to text it to you so I can remember it. I do stuff like that. You know, anything, because I don't like, if I come up with I do call it a lyrics from God, because sometimes you don't even be trying to think of the song, but you know in your mind, because it's on your agenda, I got to write this song. And you might have a concept in your mind, and something might just happen in front of you, and you might say, okay, I can use that. You might come up with a way to word it. If you don't document that, then to me, you kind of letting your blessing pass by. And the blessing is just making writing a song a lot easier. You know, and if you don't write that and just try to go off, okay, I'll say that when I try to write it, it might not even sound the same to you. You might know the words, but you might not remember how you said the word. So now the words don't make sense to you. That's how
right.
you get writer's block. You know?
Hey.
That's how you get writer's block, you know?
Man, y'all might think I'm joking, but this is a topic. This is a show that I will rewind for myself. Because I'm going to tell you like this. I've been experiencing this, and it bothers me. Y'all don't understand when I'm sitting there and write. I write stuff. I can write. Listen to me. I can, like I was saying that song, Monkey Jungle Rock, Monkey Jungle, what you would say. But when I wrote it, the thing it is, I didn't like nothing I wrote originally.
So I wrote stuff that most of the time I don't like, but I'm talking about the stuff that I like and respect. I haven't been able to write those kind of songs.
But you know why?
What?
Because when you were sitting down and writing the Monkey Jungle, that was then. The world is moving faster now.
You're telling me.
Pick up the cell phone and pick up the cell phone, lay down the few words that come to your mind, just like Pootsie said, and then when you're through, you got them. And go back to it.
That's the problem.
And you'll be able to know where you left off.
That's something
it's just a simple equation. You got to help yourself to do what you're trying to do. Now, if you
all
just
right,
go
I'm
to
I'm not
you,
cutting you off, Rodol. I'm not cutting you off.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
I'm not. www.hiphopnational.com. Just wanted to engage anybody who might be listening. Upload your music. We're waiting on it now. Rodol, you got the floor. I apologize. Go ahead.
You've been apologizing all night. Pootsie Lee, hey,
yeah.
Tell him a little bit more. He got a cell phone.
I mean,
and if he
but,
gets
I mean,
right
the thing is,
block,
okay, like the song that you have played before, Daddy Old School, that song never touched a pen or pad. That song was recorded over maybe a week and a half time of coming up with punchlines. And one day I just sat down and played all my punchlines. And I said to myself so much I got strong memory only because I know my vocabulary. And when I went in the studio, and that song was a challenge song because that beat was an incomplete beat. It wasn't even a beat that I would ever thought I'd rap to. You know, Bionic was like, no, man, I ain't finished with it. I said, man, I got an idea. And I ran with it because I had all the punchlines. I had jammed the beat over and over and over. I just never thought the song was going to make sense. And the song was originally for somebody else. I wrote the song for somebody else. But it was just like, for Pootsie Lee, it just wasn't quite there. But that technique made that probably one of the most intriguing songs I ever written to that kind of beat with that kind of flow, that kind of style, and how deep and intellectual I went with it. So, I mean, it works. You know, that works, you know. I still got the old school tape recorder that you put in your pocket and you go into an office and you try to talk to somebody and you record them. I got the old school FBI tape recorder. You know, I keep with me. I hold it like a, and I'm going to tell you why. I hold it in my hand like a microphone. Certain things about rapping can motivate you to come up with good lyrics. You know, some people can go in a studio and they can't freestyle because they're not used to the earphones on their ear. They're not used to the microphone on a stand in front of them. They have no motivation. So they used to having a microphone in their hand with a beat on, and they can go all night like that. So sometimes I will grab their recorder. If it's a certain kind of freestyle-type beat, I'll cut the beat on, and I'll hold it like a microphone. I'll walk around my room by myself, and I'll flow. You know, it's different type of ways you can rap that can give you motivation to the type of song that you're doing. And I think just because of my years of ghostwriting and my years of writing songs and performing songs, I've been in situations where I put myself in a, now I'm going to go sit in the pool and just write while I'm in the pool and hold the tablet up so it wouldn't get wet. I use all kind of techniques to get my mind to get motivated. I heard Michael Jackson say one time, he would climb up in a tree. And I bust out laughing, and people didn't know why. I understood. I'm like, man, I'll do the same thing. Whatever I got to do to get the motivation, depending on the song that you said, because I heard you say a song that you could never write or you can't write no more. Like, you got to put yourself in that mind frame, in that motivation, in that scenery, you know. And I think Daddy Old School was a song that I done like that. It was like, my dad was a good dad. He was always there. How can I write a song about a deadbeat dad, but kind of understand why he's a deadbeat dad?
Mm-hmm.
See, I merged the two. I said, well, I'm a daddy. I got an outside child. I don't see her that often. Her mother called me a deadbeat dad.
how can I explain to my daughter why I'm like this towards her and her mother? A child can't understand that. That's all motivation for me. You know, and anytime you doing that, if you repping with a conscience, anytime you doing that, you just want to put yourself in every element that can motivate you. You know, and that's what I do, you know, and I think that's why, even though I don't have songs all over the world, but anybody who will hear just one song I do or know this boy takes time. He's structured. He pronunciates right. I take everything serious, every word, every vowel, every synonym. I take everything serious. I am very, very, very hard on myself about that, you know, and that probably sounds dumb to most artists. Because they'll tell you, and I ain't doing all that thinking. I ain't wasting all my time on that. I don't waste a lot of time. I do take a lot of energy, and I'm just very serious about that. Because I think being around a lot of top cats, being in New York for the time I was there, that's what they want you to do when you reach their level. You can go out there, you can make your music, you can get your street fame, and them people going to look at you, and they're going to say, we'll sign them to a one album deal, make some money off of them. But when it comes down to being on that Beyonce level, they want you to take every word you say in a song serious. You ain't just going in there just flowing in what you did to get there. You done got there, now it's time to elevate you. If you don't elevate, you're going to stay where you at. And even though I've never been just no superstar doing music with Jay-Z and all of them, I banged with them. I sat there in studios and heard their artists do songs and couldn't complete the verse. I took pride in saying, hey, man, won't you say this? They'll look at me and say, how you think of that? And I'll say, because of this, because of that. One of my biggest gifts is being able to take things in my surroundings and make a song out of it. You know, I can go into a strip club, I can take note of everything I see, I can make a song out of it. I can go to a racetrack and watch cars going real fast and make a song out of it. You know, I just think all that comes with growth. It didn't come to me overnight. I think if I ever took a shot to be a serious rapper in today's time, I would be a challenge for most people. You know, one artist I want everybody to pay attention to, not so much because of his lyrics, but because of how he do his music, and that's Drake. That boy a genius. He's a genius because he learned how to perfect his style. He's a genius because he learned how to perfect his style. He know what he's going to do. I know Drake can go way harder than what he do. But at the same time, you can't go over people's heads. When you're doing these songs, you can't go over your fans' head because you'll turn them off. Because nowadays, people don't want to think. They want it to feel good. It's all about emotion. So you see a couple of punchlines to make them feel good, and they got the host go, and you got a fan. That's just really what it boils down to. But I think Drake, in my opinion, right now with his music, is a genius. And what he do. Man, I'm saying,
Can I give you, I just want to, you said you can just come off the whim and write something off on the topic, correct?
Take it in.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is it okay if I just put you through the test?
Is it okay if you can what?
Can I put you through the test?
Yeah.
I'm going to sample it.
Okay. Write one on Hip Hop National.
Write one on Hip Hop Now. I can do that.
Do that right now. Let me see what you got.
You want me to write freestyle about it right now?
Freestyle.
Let me tell you. Hold up. Let me stop. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. The only reason why I wouldn't freestyle it right now is because when you say Hip Hop National, I would probably take more pride in that topic. So I would have to. I would want to sit down and take a minute or two and actually think about what it is that you're bringing or trying to bring to the people.
Okay.
If I had the freestyle,
I'll take that. How about this one?
Yeah. Because if I had to freestyle it, all I could talk about is my relationship with you. You know, I can say something like, called Hip Hop National. If you want to see how it be, how I made my boy Poetic through my homie Rob T. I can say that. You feel what I'm saying? That's how. That's about as far as I know. If I had to freestyle it.
Okay.
I couldn't go into the depths of
paying Poetic.
No, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm enjoying what's coming out of the brother's mouth. You can tell. Don't get me wrong.
You get paid.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know what his education is like, but you can tell what his wisdom. You can tell he has wisdom.
I'm a high school graduate.
Yeah, and but I tell you like this. Listen, bro.
Yeah, the black man in America.
And all I can tell you is, you know, sometimes even though a person is not, don't have these degrees and all of that stuff, you can learn from somebody's experience and through their wisdom. And tonight you open your mouth, and I can tell you like this, it was to educate and elevate. It helps lift someone up to the next level, even me. I don't know how others took it, but for me, it was some things in there that was definitely pointed to me, and I appreciate it.
And
so
that goes back
to
being
able to sign off the bell.
And that's going back to when I told y'all earlier, you have to relate to the people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You have to relate to the people. And as far as education, I do want to add a footnote. I give all thanks to God because I am probably one of the most spiritual men in my age at time and today in time. I am a Bible thumper. I study the Word of God day in, day out. So a lot of what I say is from his wisdom and his word. You know, I think God covers I know God covers every multitude of life. He's the beginning and the end, you know. So when I do speak, I speak from that standpoint. No matter what the topic is, no matter what the concept is, it's always biblical with me. Everything I do, everything I say, every word come out of my mouth. And I love answering questions. And I love reaching out to people. I love being able to get into people's mind and heart. You know, I don't force them on nobody. But I got an Instagram page. You can have my Facebook page. You can go stroll. I post posts about everything. I preach about it. You know, in the same concept I'm talking to y'all, I might be a little bit more because I'm writing. Right now, I'm freestyle. You know, so, but that's really where my wisdom comes from. I don't take credit. I give it to him. You know, and that's what y'all get from me every time I speak on the show, our standpoint. Every time.
All right, no doubt.
Hey, you know what I like about him? As good as he is, he's even bigger in my eyes because of being humble. He is a very humble. You know, I appreciate that. And I you're a star as far as I'm concerned, man. So, hey,
appreciate it.
All right. We got about 10 minutes. John Lowe, hey, y'all, I want y'all to introduce y'all to those who don't know who John Lowe is. John Lowe is also a part of our program, and he's been passionate about being a part of what we do. But John Lowe has just recently started the Ministry of Motivation on Sunday. John, tell us a little bit about your program.
The program is about ordinary people and their real life pain, the things that they go through in life, and about using the aid of the Bible to help them to get through life, and using the Bible to help them, just like the guy just said, you know, everything is about the Bible. That's what you need to cultivate in your life, you know, you keep God first and stuff like that. You don't have to have an education or been in school and stuff like that, but as long as you got the Bible, the education about God, it'll take you a long way in life. With everyday walk in life, things that you got to do. But like I said, the show is just basically about ordinary people's and talk about the things they go through. I ain't talking about no pain like on a housewife of Atlanta or basketball wise. The things that, you know, real people go through that that can empower people and make a powerful message in people's life and change it and stuff like that. That's basically what the show is about, that we're trying to create and get started real good and to reach people out there, to reach people's heart, and to change people's mindset.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Y'all hear that? And then, we do this now on Sundays, guys. And unfortunately, I've got to bring something to everybody's attention. There's going to be some programming changes, so y'all stay tuned for updates because we're going to have to undergo some programming changes. The music will continue to stay on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for the time set, but we may have to change our talk part of the program because we've just been under some programming changes. So y'all stay tuned for the updates. It start possibly next week. So y'all stay with us on Hip Hop National Radio. Want to appreciate everybody who's been on the program tonight. Pootsie Lee, if you had some final tips, what you wanted to lay out to somebody, what would those be?
Basically, man, like the Bible says, to our own self first be true. So anytime you want to approach a song, lyric, anything you want to do in life, just be true to yourself first. And he is the truth, and that pretty much sums it up.
Love it, love it, love it. John Lowe?
The thing is, the guys, you know, it's been a great show tonight. The thing is that you got to show yourself approval. You got to study, you got to read, you got to find out what people did in their careers to be success, and that's what you need to do to find out what made them to be success in life and at the same pathway you need to take and stuff like that. And you need to start right here on Hip Hop National because y'all gave some real great information tonight, straight up, and put it in everybody's face.
All right. And Ronald.
Well, you know what? I think it was a great show. You know, I appreciated everything that I heard tonight, you know. And I learned more than what I knew, you know. And I appreciate Pussy Lee. I appreciate John Lowe. You too, Poetic. And you know what? Hey, I think they can learn something from this show. I think that we've accomplished what the platform wants, which is to, you know, if we can help one, we've done what we're supposed to do, you know. So you picked a great subject, Poetic. I wondered about it before the show. I prayed about it. And look how good it came off. All right, back to you, man.
Well, I can tell you like this. I thought it was a great show. And but the thing is, it happens to have the great minds that helped put this together. I think you guys all done a very good job. I commend you all. Y'all keep on going forward in your dreams and y'all visions. And, you know, and whenever you get a chance, Pootsie Lee, always stop through, man. We love to hear your voice when you do, and that's real. John Lowe, you know how we feel about you, and Ronald, you know what I feel about you, my man. We can't do it without you. Okay? Good night, everybody, and thank you all who are listening. Keep it locked right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Dr. A.T., Rudolph, take it away.
All right. God bless you guys. Have a good, safe weekend.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck, Going Ahead and Hate.
This song right here is going out to my number one hater. Nah. Don't be looking around now. You know I'm talking to you. You. Yeah, you.
Hold it up, let me pump your brakes. Yes, you fool the snake. Smile all up in my face. Wishing you could take my place.
What?
I think I gotta hit you with the mace. You ain't too close, all up in my space.
Homeboy,
you better watch your pace. Slow it up a little, this ain't no race. You moving too fast. All up in the curve, you know you gon' crash. Hit the metal and mash. Remind me of something like a 100-yard dash. It don't make sense if it don't make cash. Exactly why your haters keep coming in last.
You hate it up, you hate it up, you hate it up, dog.
Next on deck, baby making music.
Your body needs no hesitating, just trying to get within and need. The music stops, I'm taking you to the room. Baby girl, you're a star, let me take you around. We'll start slow, take you to the floor.
Next on deck, Grown Loungin' by Charlie B.
Smell good on. Button up beer, wine, cognac, and seek up. Conversing. Good vibes and unity. Only shots, the ones in the glass. That got us reminiscing good times. Flashes from the past. Maybe a little curses, yeah, but it's all about togetherness. No dispersion, no dispersion. Can you see it? Take a moment, visualize. Charlie, Picasso will flow over tracks with your ears and eyes. Enjoyment for your audio and optical. Feel that. That's the vodka, boo. Mesh with vodka. How I'm rocking you. Got you feeling like you in Tahitian tropics. Ooh. Breeze blowing, everything growling in the lounge, listening to celebrate. Yeah. Getting your two-step on. Getting your two-step on.
You feel good, I feel good, we feel good together.
Roll out.
I may not know you, but we're here talking about everything from the job to the hood, politics to the weather.
Roll out.
Soaking up cougar love
in a song.
A few friendly drinks.
Al got you in the mood, tired of being alone. So you here in the lounge, getting your groove on.
Yeah.
Little earth, wind, and fire got you at the bar vibing like you on a getaway. Cruising the smoky, girl, do the hokey pokey.
Turn yourself around.
The night is young, cover girl, let your head down. It's time to get down like James Brown. People, get on your good foot. It's beating here classic. 45 before 12 inches. 63 Cadillacs top down. Hip-hop is love like Michael the Pop. And we won't stop. And a winner for most innovative and influential through adversity from 1970 to current day is hip-hop. Hands down.
You feel good, I feel good, we feel good together.
Roll out.
Gin brings the grin, shot a Paul Masson in its own. Keep the Don Perignon on ice for the dome. Hey, bartender, the Charm City Classic. For the lady down the end there, looking like a hard day at the office. I don't know how we do. Up in the lounge, deeper than the flock of sheep, piling like a Democratic caucus. Beautiful day outside for a ride.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it's like 72. Perfect day for a wash, wax, and a Dairy Queen double scoop. Intro's like, I haven't seen you in here before. Are you new? Do you come here often? Nah, see, I'm Charlie B. And before you ask, the B is for Buick. See, I'm just passing through. Cause, well, me and Black Licorice, we like to explore.
Yeah.
But at the same time, keep it moving,
fluid. Keep it moving.
Be safe, baby. And remember it all time.
Remember it all time.
Keep it shy, feel day.
Good.
I feel good.
Grown.
24
grown
days long.
Grown
yeah.
Lounging.
You
That's
feel
right.
Good. Grown lounging. I may not know you, but we're here talking about everything from the job to the hood, politics to the weather.
Grown lounging.
Next on deck, Real Love.
I know you know that I be fitted like no other. I can do some things to you.
Next on deck, they don't know.
Night ride on tread.
Next on deck, Mr. Temptation. Next on deck, stop. Wait a minute.
Wait.
wanna rock your brain. I wanna drive you insane. I wanna make it rain, baby. Stop, wait a minute, baby, let me get up in it. I take you around the world and show you how I'm living. I'll be the man that you want, I'll be the man that you need.
Next on deck, So High.
Love from July.